Yeah, we're going to start off with some football this hour, and the race for the English Premier League title is still up there with one of the best we've seen in a long, long time. So Liverpool, they are back level on points with leaders Arsenal, thanks to a 3-1 win at Fulham. Leon Bailey, he rounded off the scoring as Aston Villa came from a goal down to beat Bournemouth 3-1 on their quest to take a top four place. West Ham United's top six hopes suffered a blow thanks to a 5-2 thrashing at Crystal Palace. Kaizer Chiefs local football, they've suffered their fourth defeat in five matches after going down to Richards Bay 1-0 with Simphiwe Mncinega on target. Stellenbosch FC left Mbombela with all 3 points after a come from behind a 2-1 win over TS Galaxy. And the FA Cup final, it has been confirmed. Man United will take on Man City. That's after United beat Coventry on penalties 4-2 after the match had finished 3-3 at Wembley. Now, if you didn't watch the match and you see 3-3, ooh, what was happening there? Well, United at some stage had a 3-0 lead in the second half. Coventry came back to make a 3-3. And then Coventry scored with the last kick of the game, 120th minute. They scored what they thought was the winner, but it was ruled out for offside. And it was offside, guys. Stop trying to make things up. It was a clear offside. And we move on. United marching on to the final at Wembley. And manager Erik ten Hag says it was not an embarrassing moment for the team. They've still booked a place in a showpiece.
No, I can't see that word. Because in the end of the day, it's about the achievement. Yeah, I see the mistakes we make. We can't look away from it. But it's not an embarrassment. It's, as I say, it's a huge achievement.
Yeah, and then Mercedes, they've revealed they will bring upgrades to the next F1 race in Miami after an underwhelming Chinese Grand Prix. Sir Lewis Hamilton, he recovered to finish 9th after a very bad qualifier to start from 18th on the grid. And of course, you guessed it, Max Verstappen, he won the Grand Prix for his 4th win in 5 this season. And the Hollywood Bets Dolphins through to the CSA T20 Challenge semi-final. That's after beating the Warriors, and they've booked a home semi-final. So we need to get everyone down to Kingsmead, back the boys, and hopefully we can go through that one and play in the final. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.